Good evening, everyone. For those of you who I have not yet met, my name is Father Jared Russell. I am the new priest here at Assumption Greek Orthodox Church and look forward to meeting each and every one of you at the coffee hour that we will have shortly after right after the service. So this time, if you will please rise, we will begin the Vesperal Divine Liturgy for the entrance of the Theotokos, celebrated, of course, by the fullness of our Flint and Grand Blanc area, Fenton and Burton area Orthodox churches.
It is time for the Lord to act, bless Master.
Blessed is our God now, forever, and ages.
Amen. Amen. Pray for me, Master.
May the Lord God guide your steps to every good work.
Remember me, Holy Master.
May the Lord our God remember you in his kingdom, now and always and forever and ever.
Amen. Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. O Lord, thou shalt open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Bless, Master.
Ευλογημένη βασιλεία του Πατρός και του Υιού και του Αγίου Πνεύματος νυν και αγί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων. Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, into the ages of ages.
Amen. Come, let us worship and bow down before our King and God. Come, let us worship and bow down before Christ, our King and God. Come, let us worship and bow down before Christ himself, our King and God.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God. You are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain, who lays the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, who makes the clouds his chariot, who walks on the wings of the wind, who makes his angel spirits with ministers of flame of fire, who lays foundations of the earth so that it should not be moved forever. You covered it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains. At your rebuke they fled. At the voice of your thunder they hastened away. They went up over the mountains. They went down into the valleys, to the place which you had founded for them. You have set a boundary that shall not pass over, that they may not return to cover the earth. He sends his springs into the valleys. They flow over the hills. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild donkeys quench their thirst. By them the birds of the heavens have their home. They sing among the branches. He waters the hills from his upper chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your works. He causes the grass to grow for the cattle, and vegetation for the service of men, that he may bring forth food from the earth, and wine that makes glad the heart of men, oil to make his face shine, and bread that strengthens man's heart. The trees of the Lord are full of sap, the cedars of Lebanon which he planted, where the birds make their nest, the stork has her home in the fir trees, the high hills are for the wild goats, the cliffs are a refuge for the rock badgers. He appointed the moon for seasons, the sun knows it's going down. He made darkness, and it is night, in which all the beasts of the forest creep about. The young lions draw after their prey, and seek their food from God. When the sun rises, they gather together and lay down in their dens. Man goes out to his works and his labors until evening. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you made them all. The earth is full of all your possessions. This great and wide sea, in which are innumerable teeming things, living things both small and great. There the ships sail about. There is the leviathan which you have made to play there. These all wait for you, that you may give them their food in due season. When you give them it, they gather it in. You open your hand, and they are filled with good. You hide your face, they are troubled. You take away their breath, and they lay down and return to their dust. You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. He looks upon the earth and it trembles. He touches the hills and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord. May sinners be consumed from the earth and the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. The sun knows it going down. You made darkness as it is night. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you made them all. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Glory to you, O God. Lord, you are our hope. Glory to you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of God and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace in the whole world, for the stability of the holy churches of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter it with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Archbishop and Father Nicholas, the honorable presbyters, the deacons in the service of Christ, and all the clergy and laity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our country, the president, our armed forces everywhere, and all those in civil authority and public service, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city, for every city and town, and for the faithful who live in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For favorable weather and abundance of the fruits of the earth and temperate seasons, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, sea, and air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and distress, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy upon us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering our most holy, most pure, blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For to you belong all glory, honor, and worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Thank you.
wisdom stand upright.
Oti laron aias oti ana tu patros uranion aiuma
because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house.
The reading is from the prophecy of Ezekiel.
Listen up, let us be attentive.
Thus says the Lord, when they have completed these days, then from the eighth day onward the priest shall offer upon the altar your burnt offerings and your peace offerings. And I will accept you, says the Lord. Then he brought me back to the outer gate of the sanctuary, which faces east, and it was shut. And the Lord said to me, this gate shall remain shut. It shall not be opened, and no one shall enter by it. For the Lord, the God of Israel, shall enter by it. Therefore it shall remain shut. Only the prince shall sit in it to eat bread before the Lord. He shall enter by way of the vestibule of the gate, and shall go out by the same way. Then he brought me by way of the north gate to the front of the temple. And I looked, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house of the Lord.
Today is the prelude of God's good pleasure, and the proclamation of humanity's salvation is the temple of God. The Virgin is presented openly, and in herself she announces
Oh, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has regarded the lowliness of his handmaiden. For behold, henceforth, all generations will call me blessed.
Sophia.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, the first covenant had regulations for worship and as an earthly sanctuary. For a tent was prepared, the outer one, in which were the lampstand and the table and the bread of the presence. It is called the holy place. Behind the second curtain stood a tent called the Holy of Holies, having the golden altar of incense and the Ark of Covenant covered on all sides with gold, which contained the golden urn holding the manna, and Aaron's rod that budded, and the tables of the covenant. Above it were the cherubim of glory, overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot speak in detail. These preparations having thus been made, the priest goes continually into the outer tent, performing the ritual duties. But in the second, only the high priest goes, and he goes only once a year, and not without taking blood, which he offers for himself, and for the ear of all peoples.
Peace be with you.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom, arise, let us hear the holy gospel. Peace be unto you all.
Gospel according to St. Luke.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
Let us be attentive. At that time, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things. One thing is needful. Mary has chosen the good portion, which shall not be taken away from her. And as he said this, a woman in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nourished you. But he said, Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Peace be to you who herald the gospel. Again we bow before you and pray to you, O good and loving God, hear our supplication. Lift our souls and bodies from every defilement of flesh and spirit, and grant that we may stand before your holy altar without blame or condemnation. Grant also, O God, progress in life, faith, and spiritual discernment. To the faithful who pray with us, that they may always worship you with reverence and love, partake of your holy mysteries without blame or condemnation, and become worthy of your heavenly kingdom. And grant that always guarded by your power, we may give glory to you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever into the ages of ages.
Your servants are not nations, Lord, all the presence. Thank you.
Let us complete our prayer to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts here presented, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter it with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all affliction, wrath, danger, and distress, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help and save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
For a perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless day, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
For an angel of peace, a faithful guide, a guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
For forgiveness and remission of our sins and transgressions, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
For all that is good and beneficial to our souls, and for peace in the world, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
For the completion of our lives in peace and repentance, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
For a Christian end to our lives, peaceful without shame and suffering, and for a good account before the awesome judgment seat of Christ, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Remembering our most holy, pure, blessed and glorious Lady, the Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
Spirit now and forever and to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace to all.
And to your spirit.
Let us love one another that with one mind we may confess. The doors, wisdom, let us be attentive.
I believe in one God, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, through whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered and was buried. And he rose on the third day, according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. His kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who together with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke to the prophets, in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, I confess one baptism for the remission of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Let us stand well, let us stand in awe, let us be attentive, that we may present the holy offering in peace.
Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Let us lift up our hearts.
We have lifted them
give thanks to the Lord.
It is proper and right.
Singing the victory hymn, proclaiming, crying out, and saying,
Holy, 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 Lord of angelic hosts, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
The eyes swarm with their wings. Together with these blessed powers, merciful Master, we also proclaim and say, You are holy and most holy, you and your only begotten Son and your Holy Spirit. You are holy and most holy and sublime is your glory. You so love the world that you gave your only begotten Son so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. He came and fulfilled the divine plan for us on the night when he was delivered up, or rather when he gave himself up for the life of the world. He took bread in his holy, pure, and blameless hands, gave thanks, blessed, sanctified, broke, and gave it to his holy disciples and apostles, saying, Love it.
Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you for many for the forgiveness of sins.
Ascension into heaven, enthroned at the right hand of the Father, and the second glorious coming.
Das Eichel Song, Sie Prosperomen, Katabanda Kendia Banda. We offer to you these gifts from your own gifts in all and for all.
Sing ye.
Once again, we offer to you the spiritual worship of the shedding of blood. And we ask, pray, and entreat you, sit down at the foot of the cross and all the spirits of the and make this bread the precious body of your Christ. Thank you.
remember, Lord, our Archbishop and Father Nicholas. Grant that he may serve your holy churches in peace. Keep him safe, honorable, and healthy for many years, rightly teaching the word of your truth.
Remember also, Lord, those whom each of us calls to mind, and all your people.
And all your people.
And grant that with one voice and one heart we glorify and praise your honorable and majestic name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever, and to the angels of ages. Savior Jesus Christ be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Having remembered all the saints, let us again in peace pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the precious gifts offered and consecrated, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That our loving God, who has received them at his holy heavenly and spiritual altar as an offering of spiritual fragrance, may in return send upon us divine grace and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray.
Lord, have mercy.
Having prayed for the unity of the faith and the communion of the Holy Spirit, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
Worthy Master, with confidence without fear of condemnation, to dare call you the Heavenly God, Father, and to say, Patrimon, O Antichi Ramis, I can speak of the Masu, thou faithfully Vasiliasu, yet the feet of the Kalimasu, Vos in your mind of Heavenly Jesus, the Matrimon, the Negrusion, Vos in your sin, the Asim, the Kalimas, and your Os tenis apetis pedata simon, que nis tenis simas pedas mon, ala usse mas apetis mon de vida.
Vocera, libe sina nebeste, lasio vici in voyeri, la vive exarci de foie, la vive gloria foia, iapon de medicina de vida. Ker nasce la sushi daica de mesi, e o stavi in nomi nasce, iapon de vida, e o stavi in nomi nasce, и не биди нас во искушение, но избави нас во блудало.
Амена, ладија, фес самова. Фес
самова, дека на Христо, дека ти има на Буду, дека кон Машија, ка на Арца, на Ангела, на Гала, Овца, на Джала, на Рахна, на Мила, во Труп, на Нама, Алин, на Мама, на Махмуд, на Мана, на Алин, во Лато, Хрима, на Таджива, на Арти, на Джина, на Машија.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever and through the ages of ages.
Amen.
Peace be with all.
And your spirit.
Let us bow our heads to the Lord.
To you, O Lord.
Sail with those who sail, travel with those who travel, and heal the sick, physician of our souls and bodies. By the grace, mercy, and love for us of your only begotten Son, with whom you are blessed, together with your holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and forever, and to the ages of ages.
Let us be attentive.
The holy gifts for the holy people of God, the Agiades, Agiades.
Isaios, Ischios, Isus.
faith and love draw near.
God, save your people and bless your
that we may sing of your glory.
us be attentive, having partaken of the divine, holy, pure, immortal, heavenly, life-giving and awesome mysteries of Christ, let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and protect us, O God, by your grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Having prayed for a perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless day, let us commit ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you.
Our sanctification, and to you we give glory, to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, to the ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Father, give the blessing.
Lord, blessing those who bless you, and sanctifying those who trust in you, save your people and bless your inheritance. Protect the whole body of your church, sanctify those who love the beauty of your house, glorify them in return by your divine power, and do not forsake us who hope in you. Grant peace to your world, to your churches, to the clergy, to those in public service, to those serving in the armed forces, and to all your people. For every good giving and every perfect gift is from above, coming from you, the Father of lights. And to you we send up glory, thanksgiving, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever and to the ages of ages.
Glory to you, O God, our hope. Glory to you. May Christ our true God, as a good, loving, and merciful God, have mercy upon us and save us. In intercession of his most pure and holy Mother, whose entrance into the temple we commemorate today, the power of the precious and life-giving cross, the protection of the honorable mightiest powers of heaven, the supplications of the honorable glorious prophet and forerunner John the Baptist, the holy, glorious, and praised by the apostles, the holy, glorious, and triumphant martyrs, our holy and God-bearing fathers, the holy and righteous ancestors, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints. The Ephraim, the Nagyam, the Danimon, Gideon, Christian, the Osimon, Eliso, Kesos, Animas, to the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy on us and save us. May the Holy Trinity keep and protect you always. And at this time, Father Matthew is going, you may be seated, and at this time, Father Matthew is going to offer a sermon for our feast this evening.
Thank you, Father Chairman.
Beloved, this evening, as we know, our day begins at sunset. We begin the feast of this entrance of the Mother of God as a three-year-old child into the temple. And the readings that we have heard, the three Old Testament readings, and particularly St. Paul's letter also to the Hebrews, hit upon this term temple and tabernacle. First, we hear how God commanded Moses to fashion the tabernacle when the Israelites were in the desert, and the Ark of the Covenant, and the altar of gold and incense, and the altar of sacrifice, the holy place, the holy of holies. We talk about this tabernacle. And then similarly in the second reading, how Solomon, after all those years, is finally able to build a permanent place, as permanent as anything can be on this earth, for the Lord in which to dwell, in which was the Ark of the Covenant, a covenant, the altar of incense, the candelabra, the altar of the offering, the holy place, the holy of holies. And we hear this again also in Ezekiel. in the last of the Old Testament readings, in his vision of God bringing him to the temple. And all these mentions and references to the temple point not simply to this feast as the Mother of God entering the physical temple in Jerusalem, which was reconstructed. Because remember, Solomon's temple was destroyed when they went to Babylon in captivity, and it was rebuilt. So when she went into the temple, it was the rebuilt temple after Solomon's had been destroyed. It's not only about her going into this temple, but that she is the temple. That God commanded Moses to fashion something on earth where he, God, would dwell. And similarly to Solomon, that he would build a temple where God would, the presence of his presence, the place of his presence would be there in the Holy of Holies. And Ezekiel's vision, where God appears to him. And significantly, it says he brings him to the east gate through whom only the king, God, will go in and out, telling us that the Theotokos is ever virgin. Only the Son of God was born in the flesh from her. No other children. And she was a virgin in giving birth. But at the end of each of these readings, it says, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. That's the key for us to understand this meaning of temple. Because the glory is not an abstract thing. It's not some glowing cloud. The glory is with a capital G. It's the Son of God, Christ, who dwelt there in the tabernacle in the wilderness. And in Solomon's temple, the mercy seat where the cherubim's wings met over the ark, where he dwelt. And as Ezekiel saw, the only place where the king would enter, from which the king would exit, would be through that east gate, the virgin. So that all these earthly things that were built by human hands to be made as a place of the presence of God point to her as the one not made out of brick or gold, porphyry, linen or silk, but fashioned in flesh and blood by God himself to be the living dwelling place of him. The Son of God who dwelt in the tabernacle in the wilderness, who dwelt in the temple in Jerusalem, dwells in the Virgin and takes up flesh from her. So we honor her as the living temple, who at 3 years old is walking into that temple rebuilt of Solomon's. But she would be the one to bear God in her. And it is a reminder for us, beloved, that we too are to be God-bearers, to bear Christ in us, because we already do. As baptized Christians, we bear Christ in us. We have come now to this holy altar, receiving from the Holy of Holies, God himself in his body and blood given to us to dwell in us, that we too be living temples, who walk out of this temple, made by human hands, that we go to be God's living temples in the world. That we carry Christ with us as the Virgin carried him in her womb. And through her intercessions, Christ God, have mercy on us and save us.
Amen. Thank you, Father Matthew, for those inspiring words on this feast day of the entrance of the Theotokos. And we also thank, of course, thank you again, Father Matthew, for being here with us today and serving, for Deacon Michael, for serving with us, for Father Joseph, for praying at the altar with us. We thank our beloved chanter, Nancy, who did just a beautiful job. So we thank that at this time. We also thank our reader, Ruth, and our altar servers as well. We're going to take a collection at this time. So we'd ask that for those who feel inclined, please help us to come forward at this time. I'm not sure. This is for the panel at the doctor. Okay. Yeah, I'm new to this, guys, so I'm not. In fact, I don't have any money, so I'm not even. retreat speakers and these types of things.
See, this is the danger when you're the new priest and the first service is at your place. Because you're
happy to be here.
Yes,
we are.
So I did not know that's what you did. Thank you.
You owe me 100.
The interest is just running out as we speak. So, are there any other announcements that we need to make?
Yes. December 5th, celebrating the Equatorial Feast.
Yes,
at 6 o'clock.
December 5th is at 6 o'clock, which is a Thursday, if memory serves. Thursday, December 5th. At 6 o'clock, will be the Vestal Divine Liturgy for St. Nicholas at St. Nicholas Orthodox Church in Burton, which not only will be our next day Orthodox service, but is their parish feast day. So we encourage everyone to make an effort to be out for that. And any other announcements?
I think that's it.
And join us for coffee hour. There's coffee and some refreshments in there. So at this time, we'll invite everyone to come forward to receive the Anita Love and then go to the coffee hour.
Who's got a camera? It's got a picture.
Hello? Sure.
You want to come up with a line?